Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Zayin in Maseches Beitza. It's the 621st daf in Shas. Our daf is going to continue yesterday's discussion in regards to the kashrus of eggs that are found inside of a chicken, as well as different biological phenomenon in regards to eggs. The Gemara will discuss whether a egg that is found inside a chicken after it's been slaughtered is capable of having a chick hatch from it. The Gemara will return to the halachos of Muktza and Hachana de Rabba that we had discussed on yesterday's daf, as well as more halachos in regards to Nolad from such an egg. And then on Amud Beis, we will get a little bit to Inyana de Yoma, because the Gemara will get involved with Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about the shiur of the Isser Chametz for Sa'or, that is yeast, versus Chametz itself. And then finally, we will discuss someone who shechts on Yom Tov and some of the halachos of Kisui Adam that were referred to in our Mishnah. Let's Beis Hashem begin two lines from the bottom on Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara here is analyzing the Shita of Rav. You have to look back, remind yourself from yesterday's daf, about six lines before the wide. The Gemara quotes Rav Huna in the name of Rav. First word in the line is Amar Rav Huna. There, Rav Huna had said in the name of Rav, Beitza im yitziyasa nigmara, that an egg, when it goes out, is considered complete. Now, the Gemara had a few different possible understandings of what that means. One of the suggestions was that it's complete and therefore not considered muchan on Yom Tov because it was already muchan me'etmal and does not have the problem of hachana derabba. In contrast, if you found it inside the chicken, the Gemara challenges that in yesterday's daf and said the halacha is that if you find the egg inside of a geshacht in a chicken, if the chicken had been slaughtered, then you're allowed to eat it. So now the Gemara, two lines from the bottom, suggests a different understanding in Rav. So all of the beginning of our understanding today in today's daf is going to all revolve around how to understand Rav Shita. Ella, says the Gemara, im yitziyasa nigmara. When Rav said that when it comes out it's complete, umegadela sefrochim b'mei ima. Eina megadela sefrochim. When it comes out and it's been laid, so then it has the potential to hatch a chick. However, it's b'me'ima. If you found it inside the mother, in other words, it was slaughtered and you found it inside, so then that egg is not capable of hatching a chick. L'may nafkamina. Why was Rav teaching us that halacha? L'mekach u'memkar. In regards to sales. Halachos in regards to a sale. What do we mean? Kehuda amar luhu. Bei depachia, the man. Someone was searching for someone who was selling eggs that were laid by a rooster. He was searching to buy these eggs. Yavule, in the end, they gave him bei deshchuta, eggs that had been taken out from a chicken that had been slaughtered. Also, the kamei de Rabbi Ami, they came in front of Rabbi Ami and asked if it's a good sale. Amaluhu mekach tosu, vahadar. The sale is not a valid sale, and you need to return the money and the eggs. Why? Because as we developed before, that when it comes to the eggs that were laid, so then those eggs have the potential to give birth to a chick. However, those that are found inside the rooster cannot. Ask Sigmar Pshita, that is a davar pashut, that the sale should not be valid. Say, Mao the same hailachila kaboilu. We would have thought maybe he was really looking to eat. And of course, you could eat both of those eggs. The Haidekama de Pachya, this that he said from a live one, the word Pachya comes from the word Rashi says, Peya, which means to cry. In other words, coming from an animal that cried out. In other words, a live animal, animal that crows. And the fact that he asked from someone was Pachya, Mishum, de Tsriva. Just that he was asking that it should be entirely developed. But not that he intended that the egg should be able to hatch another chick. We would have thought that. Kamash Malon, the chiddush over here, is no, that we do not follow that. L'may nafkamina, and what's the difference between if he wants to eat the one that is has been laid versus the one that is found inside, lemesvelei beine beini, to give the difference in price, kamash malan, that what Rabbi Ami was teaching was that the entire mechira is batel, and not just to give the difference in price, but the entire mechira is batel because he was looking legadel efroichim from these eggs. The Gemara continues another similar ma'isa. Huda amalot beididichri leman beididichri leman. Who's selling eggs from a hen that laid from a male? In other words, it was a fertilized egg. For example, most eggs today are not fertilized eggs. Most of the eggs that we eat are eggs that were not from a zachar. If it's from a zachar, then it's possible to hatch into a chicken. Yovule, they gave him eggs that are like that of today. Bei de safna, eggs that were heated up by the female chicken from the ground. Me'ara, from the ground. Also, they came to Rabbi Ami. You have to return it. Says Gemara Pshita, Mao the same. I would have thought, says Gemara, Haila Chila Kabaylu, that really he just wanted it to eat, and he didn't want to hatch chickens, and therefore there shouldn't be much of a difference. V'haide Kama Didichra, and this that he said that he wanted it from a zachar, Mishum the Shmeinin Tfei, because those are better eggs. L'may Naf Kamina L'Mesa Beine Beine. Then the sale would be a sale, but there would be a slight difference in price that he would have to pay less if it wasn't for a zachar, and therefore the mocher would give him that difference. Kamash malan, the chidush is that the sale isn't valid at all. Not only does he not pay the difference, but since he wanted it to raise and hatch chicks, so then in such a case, he needs, the seller that is, needs to return the money, and the eggs are returned. The sale isn't a valid sale at all. The Gemara now in the first wide line in Zayin Amid Aleph suggests another understanding for Shitas Rav. Now the Gemara is again going back to the opinion of Rav that we alluded to when we started today's daf, and that is six lines before the wide on Vav Amid Beis that said Beitza Im Yitziyasa Nigmara, another explanation for what that means. Up until now we've been discussing that Rav was making a biological observation that has implications for halacha, that if it's laid, then it has the ability to hatch a chick. Otherwise, it might not. Another explanation, says the Gemara, now back onto our first line in Zayin Amid Aleph. My im yitzias nigmara, im yitzias ruba nigmara. If the majority of the egg has gone out, then it's considered as if it's complete. Rashi explains that we now go back to Hilchos Yom Tov, that the Chiddush of Rav is in regards to Yom Tov, and that is, says Rashi in Dibar Maschil Im, that if on Erev Yom Tov the majority of the egg came out, so then it's considered as if it was laid on Erev Yom Tov, even if for whatever reason it went back inside. Ukidu Rabbi Yochanan. Has Rabbi Yochanan taught? Am Rabbi Yochanan Beitza Shiyatza Ruba Me Erev Yom Tov V'chazra, if it began to come out, it was laid, the majority of it was already laid on Erev Yom Tov, and then it went back, Muteres L'Achla B'Yom Tov. Then in such a case, it's permissible to eat it on Yom Tov. That's another explanation to Rav. V'ika da'amar, ma'im tziyas enigmara, another explanation, im yitzias kula nigmara, im yitzias kula in avoruba lo. Some said the exact opposite, bidas Rav. The Rav was actually disagreeing with Rabbi Yochanan, that only if it's entirely come out, is it considered as if it was laid on Erev Yom Tov. But even if the majority has come out, it's not enough. Ulafukim de Rabbi Yochanan, it's coming to preclude the Shita Rabbi Yochanan. Gufa. It's now going to be discussion in regards to the halacha of an egg and basar b'chalav. So ulafukim de Rabbi Yochanan, it's coming to exclude Rabbi Yochanan. And now we're going to analyze, we put a period over here, Gufa, we're going to analyze the halacha in regards to an egg that's found inside of a chicken. So two opinions of whether Rav is actually supporting Rabbi Yochanan, that if the majority is laid, it's considered as if it's laid on Erev Yom Tov. Now the Gemara says, Gufa, Sheikh, it is Tarantarin and Goylus. Someone slaughters a chicken. Umatzabei beitzim gemuros, and eggs that are entirely developed are found inside. Mutar la'achlam b'chalav. You're allowed to eat it with milk. Why? Of course, halacha is an egg is considered separate and distinct from the meat of the chicken that it was laid from. And therefore, the halacha is that once the egg is complete, the Tanakhama says that one is allowed to eat that egg with milk, even if it was found inside of the chicken itself after it was slaughtered. Reb Yaakov says, if there were still attached to sinews of the spine, so then in such a case, it's still considered as part of the meat, and of course, prohibited to eat with milk. Who is the Tana that taught another halacha in regards to eggs that might be related to the above discussion? If a person eats from the carcass of a kosher fowl, the halachos of eating from a nevelas of tahar, the Gemara describes their nidan, un aleph amid aleph, are different than other halachos of tumah v'tahara. One example of that is that if a person is eating nevelas of tameh, the begadim on top of him become tameh, they're metameh the moment the nevelas of goes into his base belia, even though if he touches the nevelas of, then it does not make the begadim tameh. Let's continue on. Ha'ochel menevelas of tar, what qualifies from that? Min ha'shalal shalah beitzim. If he eats from the group of eggs are attached to the spine, min ha'tzamos from the bones, min ha'ginim from the sinews, min ha'basar shenitlash min ha'chai tahar. In such a case, he's going to be tar. Because that's not considered as if he ate from the besar nevela. However, min ha'eshkol shel beitzim, if the beitzim are mamished attached to the shedra itself, not just to the sinews, but the shedra itself, ma'akorkevin, from the intestines, ubnei ma'ayin, o shehimcha es ha'chela v'gamo, or he liquefies the fats, tamei becomes tamei. Mantana, who is the one, min shlal shel beitzim tar, who holds that if it's still inside, but it has, it's no longer part of the spine itself, it's already considered tahar. Rav Yosef to like Rav Yaakov. Rav Yosef points out, it's not like Rav Yaakov that we learned above. Tiik Rav Yaakov, because it would be consistent with Shita Rav Yaakov, ha'amar dini seim ha'yimuris begidin asuras, that as long as it's attached to the sinews, it's asur. Question mark. Says the Gemara, amalei abaya, abaya respond, mimai, dilma adkan lokam Rav Yaakov hasam. When did Rabbi Yaakov say his halacha? That's in regards to basa b'chalav. Aval inyan tuma lo. Maybe in regards to tuma, he would not consider it as if it's considered part of the flesh to be metame bebeis habliya when he swallows. V'chitem linyan tuma nami nigzer. You're going to argue if that's going to be the halacha, it's still considered basar. That will be considered basa b'chalav. So on tuma, you should also make the gzera. Afushe tumahu. That's going to increase tuma. We try not to make gzeros midrabanan of tuma. There's another approach of how to deal with this brisa vis-a-vis Rav Yaakov. Igadamri mantana mina eshkol shel beitzim tamei. Am Rav Yosef Rav Yaakov, the one who says that mina eshkol shel beitzim is tamei. That's consistent with Rav Yaakov. The Omar, as Rav Yaakov, we learned above, said in Mahir Meuros Begidin Asuros, that if the sinews wrap around the egg, it's going to be Asur. In other words, the Gemara equates Rav Yaakov's halacha with the seif of Mina Eshkol Shel Beitzim. Says Abaye, Omer Le Abaye, Mimai De Eshkol Mehanach. Detalya be'eshkol. How do you know that when it says eshkol shel beitzim, that means beitzim gemuros that are tulyus b'shedra? Dilma eshkol gufe. Maybe the kavana of the brisa are not talking about beitzim gemuros when it talks about eshkol, but means that it's literally attached. And therefore, it's not like the shita of Reb Yaakov, because Reb Yaakov was talking about when it was already developed and still attached. And if you're going to ask Eshkol Gufei Maila Memra, then what is the Chidush of Eshkol Gufei? Because that is literally the still meat, it's still part of the animal before it becomes a full-fledged egg. The Chidush will be just like the intestines. The Afagav, the Basar Ninu, even though they're considered flesh and not egg at all. Kima de'ika inshi de lo achli, but since people already not eat it and not consider it part of the regular flesh, so then I might think that in such a case it does not give tumas nevela. It's rechlashmina. That's what the chiddush is. Hachanami kima de'ika inshi de lo achli, since people no longer eat the eggs when it's in its initial stage, even though it's clearly attached to the basar, it's rechlashmina, that's the chiddush. And therefore, it works with the shita of Rabbi Yaakov. As long as it's Me'uras Begidin, the halacha is that it's going to be Asur. We put a period over here, and now we go back to the halachas of Beit Shenol, the B'yom Tov, 12 lines from the bottom, on Zayin Amar Al. Tan Rabban and Kol Tashmisha. B'yom Shenolad. B'yom. If the animal is generally mate during the day, so then they give birth in the day. Kol shetashmisha b'layla, if they mate at night, nolad b'layla, kol shetashmisha b'yom 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 b'layla, nolad b'yom 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 b'layla, kol shetashmisha b'yom nolad b'yom, what's that referring to? Zo tarnigolus, that's referring to a hen. Kol shetashmisha b'layla nolad b'layla, zu atleif. Kol shet, I'm not sure exactly what an atleif is. I just looked it up in Professor Jastrow's dictionary. It's a bat, according to some. Kol shetashmisho bein bayom bein balayla, adam. A person, mishamish mitaso, could be mishamish mitaso, both bayom and balayla. There are halachos of when it's done bayom, but can be done bayom bein balayla. V'kol d'damile, and all those that are similar to it, and that refers to all Baalei Chaim except a Tarnigolus and a Atleif, and therefore they give birth both during the day and at night. Amar Ma'a Kosher Tashmisha B'yom Nolad. B'yom Zot Tarnigolus, Ma'a Nafkimina, L'chadur of Mari, Breder of Kana, Damar of Mari, Breder of Kana, Bodak B'konishol Tarnigolum Erev Yomtev. If he checked the hen on Erev Yomtev, Lo Matzah B'Beitzel, Macher Hishkin Matzah B'Meitzel Muteres, the halacha is that the egg is permissible. Asks the Gemara, why is it permissible? The reason why you're assuming that it's permissible is because you're assuming it gave, laid it the day before an Erev Yom Tov, v'aloi bod. But he checked, and there was no egg. V'alo bodak yofe, yofe. Maybe he didn't check well. V'afilu bodak yofe, emar yatsa ruba v'chazra, that it had already gone out and come back. Ukid Rabbi Yochanan, as we had learned above from Rabbi Yochanan, that once the majority comes out, then it's considered laid, and therefore it was considered as if it was laid on Erev Yom Tov. Asking Mara, Eini Vam Rabbi Yosi Ben Shol Amarav Bodak Bikana Shol Tarnigolos Me Erev Yom Tov Lo Batzan Babetza Ulmacher Hishkin Matzah Babetza Asura. There we assume that it actually produced it at night, as the Gemara Hasam B'Safna Ma'ara. We're talking about there, since it only mates during the day, then it can't be that it had mated. And normally we would have said that the halach is that egg must have been there from yesterday. However, here, if it had heated itself from the ground, and thereby laid egg from the ground, that could have been for anyantif itself. Yachi derav mari nami ema ma'ara safna. Why is it that we don't assume that in the case of Rav Mari, that the egg is going to be asur because it heated it up at night? And says the Gemara, b'di'ika zachar ba'ado. There was a male next to the hen, and since there was a male next to the hen, so then in such a case, the eggs come from mating. Asks the Gemara, b'di'ika zachar nami ema me'ar v'safna. If there was a male there as well, it could be that the hen had heated up from the ground and laid it that way. Amravina gmirik kol hecha diika zachar lo safna me'ara. That we have a rule that if there's a male around, so then it doesn't heat up the egg from the ground, it waits to mate. Va'ad kama, and how long of a gap of time does it need to be that they're away from each other that the hen would heat it up from the ground? Amrav gamda mishmei derav kol hecha deshama kol ye b'yamama. When the hen hears the voice, the sound of the zachar during the day, so then in such a case it will not heat itself up at night. It will wait to be able to mate. However, in a case where no longer he hears the zachar, then it will not wait to mate, and then it will lay eggs by heating itself up from the ground. Rav Mari Uvda, Avid Rav Mari Uvda, at Shisin Batim. Rav Mari was matir an egg when the Zachar was 60 houses away. Even then, he assumed that the hen would not heat up on its own, but it become pregnated with an egg from the Zachar. Says Gemara, V'iika Nahara Lo Avra. But if there is a river between them, so then in such a case, they would not pass. And then the Beitza could be one that had been laid that day of Yom Tov. V'iika Mabra Avra. But if there is a bridge, so then in such a case, they would cross over it. V'iika Metzra Lo Avra. And if there is a very narrow bridge, then they would not walk over, and then the hen heated itself up. The Gemara quotes a story that contradicts this. Four lines from the top in Zayin and Beis have Uvda v'Avra Mitzra. There was a case where the chicken did go over the bridge. So that seems to leave off an open question whether a narrow bridge would be considered enough of a break between the two. We put a period over here, and the Gemara says, "B'mayu kimta b'desafna me'ara." We said that if they're far away from each other, so then in such a case, the hen could have heated itself up, and then it would be a beitza that would be asura because it was laid on Yom Tov. Me'ara badak. Why did it help that Rabbi Yossi checked? Kilo badak nami. Even if he didn't check, you have to be choshesh that would heat itself up. Answers the Gemara, Kiloi Bodak, if he didn't check, Ema Me'etmol Avoy. We could say that possibly it came from yesterday, it was laid yesterday. Says Gemara, Yachi Kibodak Nami, even if you checked and it wasn't there, Ema Yotza Ruba V'chazro, he, maybe it had laid the egg and then gone back, Uti Rabbi Yochanan. Like Rabbi Yochanan said, in such a case it's considered as if it was laid yesterday. Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan lo Shchiach. That case, Rabbi Yochanan is not considered Shchiach. V'am Rabbi Yosef ben Shmuel ben Shol Amarav. Hai tuma, shchika sakanta ligluya. A totally different halacha, and that is garlic that has been already smashed. You have the sakana of gilui, and that is halacha that we know from other places, that you're not allowed to leave water out, that it's a sakana, because the snakes might come to put their poison in it. So too, when it comes to tuma shchika. The Gemara just concluded with this, because that's another teaching of Rabbi Yossi. So to conclude our Gemara, what we've learned in regards to the eggs that are being laid on Yom Tov, that since a tarnagol is mishamish b'yom and not b'layla, so if you checked by the daytime and you didn't see the egg there, and you know that the tarnagolas has a zachar nearby, and it would not be misafna ba'ara, so then in such a case, in theory, the halacha would be that the egg would be permissible. And that is what Rav Mari taught about the beitza. Previously, we had discussed the opinion of Rav, beitza im yitziyasa nigmara, and we had very different explanations about what that means, some in regards to Hilchos Yom Tov. For example, Rabbi Yochanan's explanation in the first wide line in Zayin Amid Aleph, that if the beitza goes out before Yom Tov and then returns, the halacha is that the beitza is mutter. Finally, the Gemara had also discussed the machlokis between Rabbi Yaakov and the Tanakama, if the beitza is completed inside the tarnagol, whether it's permissible to eat the egg or not. Let's pick up with a topic that's in Yonah Diyoma. Many people are getting ready for Pesach. We learned in our Mishnah, once we had a machlokis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the girsa that's in front of us in our Mishnah was that Beis Shammai says that an egg that's laid in Yom Tov one can eat, and Beis Hillel says that one cannot eat it. We also then quoted other machlokis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, and that is whether the size of the prohibition of yeast is one of a kezias or the size of a date. Beis Hillel says that both the shear of Sa'ar, as well as Chametz, is the size of a Kezayis. Says Gemara, Mai Taimayo de Beis Shammai. What is the rationale for Beis Shammai? That we differentiate between the Shear Chametz and the Shear of Sa'ar. In general, most Isurim have a Shear Kezayis. And for Beis Shammai, that's also the Shear for the Sa'ar. Why is Chametz different? Says Gemara, Im Kain, Lichle Rachman Chametz v'lo bois arvana mino ma chametz shein chimutzei kasha b'kizayis. Chametz does not have the ability to cause other things to become chametz. That's the difference between yeast and chametz. That has a shir kizayis. Sar shein chimutzei kasha lo kol shkein. Certainly, it would be a kizayis. So ar dekas Rachman alamali. Then why does the Torah say Sa'ar? Lamalacha Shura Shelze Loki Shura Shelze. Must be to tell us, argues Beishamai, that the Shurim are different, and that Sa'ar is Bekizais, but Chametz is Bekosevis. Ubeishela il Tzrichi. Beishel says that's not a riot. We need both, and both have the same Shir. Dikats Rachman Sa'ar Hamin Mishum Nechimutse Kasha. I would have thought that just Sa'ar is asur because it makes other things chametz. In other words, it's a worse form of chametz. Av chametz dein chemutzei kasha emalot tzricha. That's why we need that pasuk. For ikas of rachman chametz. And if the Torah just said chametz, mishum de roi lachila, that is roi lachila. Avos saar shein roi lachila emalot. Maybe it's mutter, even though it has the ability mechametz other because it's roi lachila. And the Torah is coming to prohibit isurei achila tzricha. So that's why we need that case as well. Says the Gemara, four lines before the wide and Zion Mebezu, Beishamai Leslu de Rabbi Zeira, and Beishamai's argument doesn't seem consistent with the whole point of Rabbi Zeira. Dama Rabbi Zeira taught us, Pasach HaKasu B'Sa'ar V'Sim B'Chametz. The Torah starts off with Sa'ar, as the Pasach says in Parshas Bo'i, Shivas Yom Sa'ar Lo Yimatsim, B'Otechem Ki Chol Oichel Machmetzes. So it starts off with Sa'ar and concludes with Machmetzes. Loi Melecha continues, Rebbe Zera, two lines before the wide and Zayin Beis. Zeu Sa'ar, Zeu Chametz, Le'inyan Achila. To tell us that both of them are the same thing, Le'inyan Achila. That they're in the exact same category. So if they're in the exact same category, so why would we ever think that they should be different? What's behind Meishamai's position? Answers the Gemara, Le'inyan Achila Kulei Alma Loi Pligi. You're right. In regards to Achila, both Meishamai and Beis Hillel agree that the shear is going to be a kizayis ki pligi l'inyin biyur. The whole machlok between Beishamai and Beis Hillel is in regards to the chiyuv to destroy the chametz. Beishamai savri lo yalfinam biyur miachila. Beishamai says we do not learn out the halachos of biyur from achila. Of course, when it comes to the isser of achila, they're exactly the same. However, what about the chiyuv to destroy? Beishamai says there are two different categories. Hence, Sa'or has a chiyuv of kizayis, b'chametz is a kosevis. Beisilil savri yalfinim bar me'achila. And Beisilil says we learn out the halachos of biur from achila. Itmar nami am Rabbi Yosef Rachanim machlokes l'inyin biur. Everybody holds that the machlokes is in regards to biur. Avul inya achila divrekol zevzeb kizayis. Everybody would agree that the chiyuv is in regards to a kizayis. Tanya Mihachi, we also learned this in a brayso. V'lo yirah lecha chametz, v'lo yirah lecha sa'ar b'chol gvulecha. Zeh machlokes sheben Beis Shammai u'Beis Hillel. Sheben Shammai omrim sa'ar b'kizayis v'chametz b'kozeres, u'Beis Hillel omrim zeh v'zeh b'kizayis. So that's the machlokes, whether we equate biur to the inyan of achila. Since already today's daf has been a long daf, as well as the fact that it would be nice to do a halacha from the daily daf that emerges from the daf as well as Inyan Pesach, we will be Ezer Hashem connect today's daf as described by the Chassam Sofer, that the issue between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel might get involved with one of the most basic issues in regards to the Chiyuvim of Bedika and Biur. So Be'ezer Hashem, we will stop today's daf over here, and Be'ezer Hashem, tomorrow's daf, which is a little shorter, we'll pick up with Zayin Amebeis, five lines into the wide, Hashochet Chayiv of the Yomdif. Be'ezer Hashem, we will post a separate file of Halacha from the Daily Daf in regards to Hilchos Chametz and Bedika and Biur. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Zayin in Maseches Beitzah.